Memes. From the Garn Variety Minion Facebook post to a deep-fried schizo post, these pictures and short videos have become a fundamental building block of online culture. While most memes exist simply to get a laugh before fading from the general consciousness within a few weeks at most, what if you could do more with memes? What if you could change the world with memes? While it may seem absurd, starting in 2015, online groups attempted to do just that through the use of what they called meme magic. Meme magic is a term that in the past was used to refer to the rapid spread of catchphrases and memes across the internet, though this use never related to the effect of memes outside the online space. However, this changed in 2015. On March 24th, Germanwings Flight 9525 crashed, killing all passengers and crew. In reaction to this, an 8chan poster made a webm titled Meme Magic that drew parallels with the crash and the plane scene in The Dark Knight Rises. This use of the term meme magic differed from prior use, as it pointed out how a scene that had been memed through Bane posting effectively led to a real-life event. This new meaning was solidified 2 days later, when a member of the 8chan Slash Poem board claimed that Slash TV crashed the plane through use of meme magic. While it was likely that during this time both uses of the term were in use, 2 months after the Germanwings event, the admins of the 8chan forum appeared to take the side of the new definition of meme magic, as two new boards were created, Slash BMW, or the Bureau of Memetic Warfare, and Slash Magic. On these boards, meme magic was retroactively applied to multiple events where the real world and the internet collided. Some examples are the Slenderman stabbing, as well as people posting Ebola Chan in hopes to make the virus stronger. It was also on these boards that posters determined ways in which meme magic could be practiced to influence the real world. The most obvious way was the posting of memes with an intent, such as strengthening Ebola with pictures of Ebola-chan. A secondary way was something called gits. A git is the result of the poster ID number common to 8chan variety websites, and is achieved when the post ends in a rare number, most commonly the repetition of a number. While all numbers could be gits, posts ending in a repeating 7 were considered the most potent meme magic. With these rules now ascribed to meme magic, it was now in full use. But one meme in particular would be seen as the ultimate conduit for the meme magicians. One meme would become the focus of meme magic. Pepe is an old meme, starting out as a character in the Boys Club comic and becoming a reaction image in 2008, attached with the phrase "Feels Good Man." However, the simple design of the character allowed his face to be changed to a variety of emotions, making him ideal as a reaction image, with literally thousands of different memes of the frog existing. This also makes him very useful for meme magicians, as the face and outfit can be changed to represent different events or people. But this alone would not make him an icon of meme magic. Pepe would need the backing of an even older meme, and ancient Egyptian mythology to rise to that position. Kek is a phrase that comes from World of Warcraft, being what Alliance members read if a Horde player types out LOL. Due to many of the Chan forums having a strong gaming community, it became a pretty standard substitute for LOL. But Kek is not just a term in gaming slang, but also the name of an ancient Egyptian god, specifically the god of the darkness of chaos. This in itself is not noteworthy, but the depiction of Kek is that of a humanoid with a frog for a head, very similar to Pepe. With all of these coincidences lining up, it seemed as though Pepe was destined as the reincarnation of Kek. He shared the image, the name was common slang on the forums that birthed Pepe as a meme, and most importantly, Kek shared a goal that many of the meme magicians sought: chaos. The boards that made up meme magicians were outcast groups. As such, they cared very little for what mainstream society thought, and often found joy in making mainstream groups look like fools. In the early 2000s, this had largely been right-wing Christian groups mocked for their views of atheism, evolution, and other conspiratorial ideas. But by the 2010s, the views of mainstream culture had shifted to more left-leaning ones, with feminism and race relations being the main focus of discussion in the cultural sphere. And these discussions were close to home for members of Chan-like boards, as video games were one of the targets of feminist critics. This led to the rise of the skeptic community, but it also helped push the members of Chan boards against feminists, as well as their mainstream corporate supporters. Despite this, there was no one for them to rally behind against the mainstream. That is, until Donald Trump entered the race for president. When Trump began his run for president, many initially thought of it as a joke or publicity stunt, and most discount him from the race completely. But the meme magician saw potential. Trump was running a campaign unlike any other, and everyone else was hating it. Contrarian to their core, the meme magicians set out to channel the chaos of CAC through Pepe in order to make certain that Trump was elected, who at various points was seen as the living embodiment of CAC. These meme magicians would be setting the groundwork for the Kekistani movement. The Kekistani movement set to use the Pepe meme, which they saw as a modern iteration of CAC, in order to get Donald Trump elected. To do this, a whole new mythology behind CAC was created, with the ancient kingdom of Kekistan being a fractured country overrun by Normistan and Kukistan. Flags were made, and in England, Sargon of Akkad attempted to register the group as an ethnicity. A national anthem was chosen in Shadaleh, an Italian song made by Manuel Pepe, which features a creature that looks like Pepe on the cover art. These coincidences just made the meme seem even more destined. But would all this work come with any results? On October 13, 2015, it appeared that the Kekistan efforts were not in vain, when Trump retweeted a meme featuring a Trump Pepe, a victory for meme magicians in showing that memes could force their way into the public spotlight. More memes and gets followed, with a particularly powerful one happened on June 19, 2016, simply reading, "Trump will win," with the poster ID number of 77777777. In only 5 months, the power of this skit would be tested, though the whole Kekistani movement would be tested far sooner than this. On September 28, 2016, thanks in large part to the efforts of the Kekistani movement, Pepe was branded a hate symbol by the Anti-Defamation League. While they acknowledged the meme in itself was not necessarily hateful, it was being used by numerous far-right groups, usually with Pepe in an SS uniform, or stating hateful ideas. The mythology of Kekistan didn't do Pepe any favors either, as the national flag for Kekistan was derived from Nazi battle flags. This wasn't the only struggle for the Kekistani group, as there was already internal fractioning. While I've used Kekistani to describe the groups that wanted to use memes to influence the world, Kekistan itself is more closely tied to Sargon of Akkad, alongside much of the mythology. Another group, the Cult of Kek, was far more focused on channeling the power of the ancient chaos god Kek through memes. While there was significant overlap between these groups, following one did not necessitate following the other. It should also be made clear that both of these groups were almost entirely ironic, with very few legitimately arguing for the creation of a Kekistan state, or that an ancient Egyptian god was helping influence the 2016 election. This meant that once their goal was achieved, very little would exist to actually keep any of the ethnic Kekistanis or Kek cultists together. And on November 8, 2016, that goal was achieved, when Donald Trump was elected the 45th President of the United States. Now, was this because of all the memes that had been made in support of him? Probably not. But that's not to say they weren't impactful. With the Electoral College system, it's very possible that a few well-targeted memes could cause a state or district to be swung. Take for example this meme by Baked Alaska, which according to Lawfare, at least 4,900 people fell for. Now, whether they vote alongside texting is unknown, but if they didn't, that's less votes that went to Hillary Clinton. And despite the dubious grounds on which Chan members recognize meme magic, the phenomenon of memes influencing the real world has been studied by a number of universities. A study by Boston University and Binghamton University found that memes with close-up scale, characters, and emotions were much more likely to go viral in contrast to memes that were unfocused or include large amounts of text. Pepe, whose main feature is a character and an emotional expression, is therefore a perfect meme candidate. Another study, this one by Texas University, found that fringe members on forums were far more likely to create well-spread memes than well-known entities or even average users. This reflects almost perfectly the types of people that were among the first meme magicians, as many of them found themselves in an outcast group. As for the effectiveness of other techniques to harness meme magic, such as GITs, there's little evidence to suggest that alone they did anything. However, when combined with memes, or the GITs that became memes themselves, like the Trump victory prediction, they probably increased the spread of whatever was attached to the GITs, solely due to the belief of people that GITs were important. Now with Trump elected, what was next for the meme magicians? Well, nothing. The group that actively practiced it no longer had a unifying goal, and 8chan, the main hub for meme magicians, has since been removed from the ClearNet. The term mean magic has also largely fallen out of use. This is not to say that the influence memes had on the real world has gone away. In fact, far from it. TikTok is the most obvious example, as unlike most other social media, where you're mainly shown things that you subscribe to or creators you follow, TikTok is centered around the For You page, which is a pure algorithm. This leads people to pipelines, where they are continually shown things that they engage with, causing people's beliefs to be continually reinforced. Numerous content creators, such as Andrew Tate, have used the system to gain an audience quickly and spread their ideas rapidly. While nowhere near as flashy as the meme magic of 2016, this is clearly a case of memes influencing the real world. So is meme magic bad? I don't think so. It's simply a new process for quickly spreading ideas. It's also not even a new idea, as marketers and propaganda agents have known for decades that the repetition of an idea to a consumer makes that consumer more susceptible to that message and similar messages. But unlike prior processes, it's something that's almost entirely in the hands of the people, as everyone has the ability to practice meme magic and become a meme spreader.
Thank you for checking out my overview of meme magic and the Kyrgyzstan movement. If you like this video, feel free to give it a like and subscribe, or you can check out my other videos. And special thanks to Akira the Don for this appropriate outro music. So what I do.